Sports. Well, I always love these conversations, as I know my co-host Brian Gary does as well, when we get a chance to have some incredible people from Life Stories join us here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. And today, we've got Brianna Fisher and Melanie Marrero joining us from Life Stories. Brianna, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I want to avoid anything that makes you sassy, okay? Because off the radio, you said you can get sassy at times. So any key things that I need to stay away from?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just get very passionate about advocating for children and youth.
I love that. Then we can agree
absolutely,
on that.
Absolutely, yes. 100%. We do too. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, 1,000%. Melanie, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little nervous, but I'm good.
No reason to be nervous. Because whatever, how bad you think you can do, trust me, we've done worse. And we still have
this
a job
morning.
Here. Yeah, this
yes,
morning.
Sure, absolutely.
Heard the 6 o'clock
hour. It was rough.
It was
very rough.
Good
yeah.
To
so you
yeah.
guys are with the, we're talking about the CASA program here, the Court Appointed Special Advocate. And Brianna, take it away. Tell us a little bit and tell our listeners about this incredible program.
So the major purpose for the CASA program is to provide children and youth who have open child welfare cases an advocate who is there solely to look at, assess, and advocate for that child or the sibling group, if it's a sibling group, and advocate for their needs within the child welfare team and in the court system. So that is the primary purpose, and our I don't want to say power, but our ability to represent them really is through the courts. So that way the judges can look at our court reports and then allow that information to help them in guiding questions of other team members, and also allows them more in-depth information about the child or the children on that case so that they're making the best possible rulings on behalf of the child or the children.
Now, you're a CASA program manager. What does that role look like, and how does that differ from what Melanie does as a case supervisor?
So the primary difference is that Melanie and our other CASA supervisors are actively assigned to a caseload, and they are directly working with the teams around these children and supervising the CASA volunteers who are the advocates for those children. My role is a little bit, I do have a small caseload, but I also do a lot of the back end admin stuff. So like auditing files, making sure that all the volunteers have their training up to date, recruiting and then training new CASA volunteers. And then just doing a lot of just kind of like going to meetings, best practice meetings, both within the court system here in Weld County, as well as with the overall Colorado CASA program.
Now, I know we'll come back and see where we're at with CASA volunteers. I want to get to that. But Melanie, for you, how did you come about this? How did you become a CASA case supervisor?
Very simple. I graduated from CSU in 2024, so I was looking for a job. Not very easy for a recent grad, but I found Life Stories, and they gave me a chance, so here I am.
I love it. How has it been the last couple of years for you?
It's been a learning process, for sure. There's so much information. So for a new volunteer, well, as a CASA supervisor, you need to do the volunteer training as well. So it's a lot. It's a lot. The court system is definitely complicated, so I had a lot to learn, yeah.
I love that.
I'm just wondering, are there specific qualifications that somebody needs to be a CASA? I know that probably the most important thing is to be able to listen and be a very good listener and actually hear what is being said to. And then I would imagine there's some training that helps you lead into how to follow those up with proper questions to get more. Is that all part of it?
That is an element of it. There are no huge criteria. We need our volunteers to be 21 or older.
Okay.
So we do occasionally have UNC students that are under 21 that really want to.
I can see that.
To tell them, you have to wait a little bit longer. So, I mean, the biggest criteria is that they're 21 and over, and that they have the desire to learn and to walk through a case with a child and be a support system for that child as they're navigating a really complex system and a really difficult time of their life.
I've got to think that there is a realization of that I'm playing the role of a superhero here. You know, being able to step in, because I think every child, a parent or authority figure has the opportunity to be a superhero to them. And so often it's the superhero who turned out not to be in the cases for these. So to I just encourage people to step forward, because these are children who need that person in their life. Do you have the ability to listen, and do you have passion for children and want to make sure that all of our children are protected, which is our duty in this society and in this community? Is if somebody has a child, they're all of our child. We need to help raise them and take care of them, and to be that superhero. If that's in you, I just really, really encourage you to do this. I've got to imagine the payoff for CASAs who get to do this is immense.
And that's what I was about to ask, you know, Melon, that was my follow-up question. Like, now that you've been doing this for a couple of years, what is that emotion when you're walking through and helping these children and being there for them? How rewarding can that be for you as well?
Yes, sometimes the system it's all about, you know, the court, the paperwork, but mm-hmm. a CASA is just about being there for the children mm-hmm. and building this relationship with them. Yes, we need to send reports to the judge and communicate with professional, but the main focus here is being there for the children. So that's mm-hmm. always very rewarding.
It's got to be. It's got to be. And now, how are we doing on CASA volunteers?
We have about 72 CASA volunteers, which is fantastic.
Right.
It's not meeting the need. We do have several unassigned cases, which is about the equivalent of 27 children without a CASA volunteer. So there is still a definite need. And as Melanie said, it can be incredibly rewarding in terms of just the relationship you build, the trust that you can build with a child. Some of our youth in particular have been let down mm-hmm. by other adults in their life, and not just family,
sure.
but just other professionals that may have been in and out and didn't stick with it. So consistency and being that person that walks through the entire life of the case with them is huge. And it just kind of helps them build trust, not only in their cost to volunteer, but just that there are adults, there are caring,
there's good people,
adults that will stick with them.
Yeah. No, it's incredible work that you do. Melanie, what would you say to someone who's considering being a CASA volunteer? What would you say to them to try, you know, to try and push them over that edge and say, you should do this?
Don't be afraid. It's mm-hmm. actually a very fun experience. You don't need to have any knowledge about the court system or anything like that. You will get training. Mm-hmm. And it's just about the children. Just have fun with them. Spend time with them. Play with the children. We have so many activities and toys that in the Life Stories office that you can always bring to the visit and just have some fun with the children.
Yeah. I like that.
I love it. Yeah,
very absolutely. Well said.
Anything that you'd like to tag on to what Melanie just had for us?
I think what I would say to the volunteer that is potentially thinking about becoming a CASA is that while there are areas of the system that can be challenging to navigate, because as Melanie mentioned, there's a lot to learn. It's incredibly rewarding to see these kids grow and mature and develop and also learn to start advocating for themselves.
Yeah. Now, the work that you guys do is just second to none, and we thank you so much for that. I wish we had more time this morning with you guys, but thank you so much for what you do in our community, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Great to see you.
8:54 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Commander.